Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. Michael lies on the couch wearing only teal shorts with a fan blowing between his legs.
It's
too bad the air conditioner ain't working, Mike. Yeah. Is the fan making you feel any cooler?
Only the inside of my knees. The rest of me's dying. How do you keep so cool in this heat, Ma?
I just think about my mother.
How does thinking about your mother help you keep cool?
Well, she used to say that keeping cool is just a case of mind over matter.
Oh, you mean like auto-suggestion?
Oh, no, we never had a car. She meant you just gotta think cool thoughts.
Gloria arrives.
Hot.
Oh, hi, Gloria.
Hi, Gloria.
Don't get up, Michael.
I wasn't planning to.
Because if you hug me, you'd stick to me. Oh, my, that subway was so hot, so crowded, so jam-packed, I wanted to go, ah! And I did.
You did? What happened, Gloria?
Nothing. Nobody even turned around. I'm going upstairs to take a shower, and I may never come out.
Quick, somebody say something cold to me.
Hi, Miss Lorenzo.
That's not cold enough, Mike.
Would you like a cold drink?
Now you're getting warmer.
Oh, and you wanted me to get colder.
Irene Lorenzo points.
Oh, it's a joke. I get it. I got some nice fresh-made lemonade.
Don't bother taking it out of the fridge. I'll just crawl right in with it.
Oh.
Well, Frank said thanks for the use of the mixer. You know, the motor was heating up, so I overhauled it for you.
Oh, thank you, Irene. Oh, you're so handy. How did you ever learn all that?
Oh, self-defense, Edith. Self-defense. I just got so sick and tired of being talked down to by repairmen. Lady, you don't understand these things. Take my word for it. It's a big job.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Well, I got even for all of us. I read a forbidden book, The Handyman's Guide to Home Repair.
Oh, my.
And I learned to fix things myself. And every time I turn a screw, I like to think there's some repairman on the other end of it.
Edith grins sheepishly, and Irene sips her lemonade.
I know you're not a movie star or nothing, but I think I'm getting to be a fan of yours.
Oh, Peter, thank you. Maybe we can exchange autographed pictures later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, listen. You were going to tell me places to shop in the neighborhood. I have a couple of things to pick up.
Yeah, sit down and I'll tell you. Now, the first place to go is Ferguson's Market. It's right around the corner. But when you go to check out, don't go to Agnes on counter two. Because if you forget to ask her for green stamps, she won't give them to you. Because she's saving them for her own books. Go to Sybil Gooley on counter one. She's wonderful with green stamps. But you gotta watch her on change. She's dishonest. It's just that she catches colds all the time, and that makes her breathe through her mouth and her glasses fog up, and she don't catch them.
The
fish, you go to Libby's Fish Market. And for fruits and vegetables, you go to Roselli's. His stuff is fresher. Only if the tomatoes are squishy, that means Mrs. Goldblatt's been there ahead of you. She's a squeezer. Well, I guess that's everything. Any questions?
No, I got it all.
Now, what was it you wanted to buy?
A house coat and a pair of slippers. Edith, have you started cooking dinner yet?
No, I was just
Well, don't. I'm going to have Frank come over and make you a big gourmet dinner right in front of your very eyes.
Oh, I don't want him to go to all that trouble.
It's no trouble at all, and Frank will love it.
Excuse me. Just wanted to get something to eat.
But, Mike, we're going to have dinner pretty soon.
Oh, that's all right. I'll be finished by then.
Irene, wait. I'll tell you where you can get your house coat and slippers at Crestless Department Store. That's where Gloria is.
Oh, I want to tell you.
Archie walks in, but Edith and Irene rush past him.
Where the hell are you? Wait a minute, where are you going, huh?
Oh, look at this. For once I come home from work and I'm ready to tell her about my day, and all she does is hustle.
Archie shuffles to the kitchen, where he finds Michael, wearing only his shorts, bent over at the fridge.
Well, if this ain't a beautiful sight for a working man to come home. Close the icebox door, you meathead.
I want to get something.
Come on, you're letting all the cold out of there.
I don't know what I want yet.
Can't you close the door until you can make up your mind, huh?
How can I make up my mind until I see what's in there?
You ain't got brains enough for that. I'll help you. Here, something for you right now.
Archie hands him a can.
This is Crisco.
What do you care? You eat anything.
He goes to the living room where Gloria wears a bikini.
Hey, Daddy.
Oh, holy cow, get away from me. What do you mean coming downstairs in front of your father dressed like that? Put some clothes on you.
I got some clothes on.
Where?
Here.
Oh.
Daddy, it's the same thing I wear on the beach.
It ain't the same as the beach. The beach is different.
Why?
Because the beach has got sand and umbrellas and hot dogs and orange crush. Look at you, 24 years old. You don't know the difference between a beach and your own living room. I'll take that off.
Okay.
Not go upstairs and put a dress on you.
Oh, boy, Daddy, you know something? You're the kind of person that'd put pants on Michelangelo's David.
Oh, I don't care what any other father does with his kid. I take care of him.
Michael joins them.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
Oh, look at this. What kind of a bum would whistle at his own wife?
Can't help it, Archie. The Crisco turned me on. What's cooking? Good looking. Watch my smoke. Hot stuff, huh?
Archie glares at them.
You are pure filth.
Who thinks he says what he's thinking? What's bothering you?
Besides you, your mother.
What's your problem with Ma?
She ain't here. That's the problem.
She probably went next door to talk to Mrs. Lorenzo. What's the big deal?
She's always over there, neglecting her own home here. What's the big attraction over there at Lorenzo's?
It's simple. Ever since Lorenzo's moved in, Ma has someone to talk to.
She's always got somebody to talk to.
I know, but now someone's listening.
Who's she married to anyway? Me or that?
You know what, Daddy? You're jealous.
Edith skips into the house.
What do you mean, hello, everybody?
Who are you trying to beat today, Betty Davis or Shirley Temple?
What are you picking on Ma for? A minute ago, you were missing her.
You were, Archie.
Keep quiet, you. Look at her, all mouth and belly button there. I told you something, now I give you an order. Get upstairs and get some clothes on and take the Pollock Mark Spitz with you.
That's just like you, Daddy. We catch you feeling something for Ma, and then you gotta turn it into a cheap Polish joke.
Ah, forget it, Gloria. Just get out of here, all right? You know, I just realized what's bothering me down here. It's not the heat, it's the stupidity.
Get out of here.
I wasn't so dog-tired to give you one of these.
Archie turns to Edith, who smiles with a raised brow.
Well,
how was your day?
Oh, it's too late for that. Time to ask me that is when I come in the door and the whole lousy day is fresh on my mind.
Well, why don't you start with the subway and maybe it'll all come back to you?
No, I don't want to talk about the subway. I want to talk about my wife.
Oh, then you're talking to the right person.
Why are you spending so much time at the Lorenzo's? You're neglecting your own house here. Look at the table. There ain't no dinner there. Look at the air conditioner over here. It's still broke. And like I'm home, wore out after a hard day at work. I'm half prostrate in the heat.
Archie, why don't we have Irene Lorenzo take a look at our air conditioner? She's really very good with her hands.
Yeah, well, I wish she'd use them to choke that husband of hers that's singing night and day over there. He's singing in the middle of the night. He's got every alley cat in the neighborhood throwing up. Why are you always over there anyway? Why can't you stay here where you belong?
Archie, you miss me.
I miss dinner on the table.
You do miss me. Oh, Archie. Coming from you, that's like a real love letter.
Well, now that you got your love letter, would you get dinner on the table?
Dinner, that reminds me. Let me tell you about a surprise that's coming.
Oh, a surprise. I got a surprise I want to tell you about.
Oh, no, let me tell you mine first.
Oh, no, save it,
Archie,
save
I gotta
it.
Tell you mine
save
before it happens.
Eat it. This is a surprise for Frank Lorenzo next door. When you see this, the next time he starts singing, I got this from now. What is that lousy old song he's been singing all week long? Here, you sing that for me.
You're asking me to sing?
Yeah, just this once. If I can take it, so can you.
Smiling, Archie holds up an air horn.
What he's gonna get the next time he starts singing in the middle of the night. See, I don't have to yell across the alley or nothing. I'll just have to give him that.
Where did you get that?
Stretch Cunningham loaned it to me. He takes it with him to the ball games all the time. Ain't that a beauty? Now, what was the surprise you had for me?
Well, the...
Stop the trumpet! Here comes dinner. Yummy, yummy, yum.
Frank wears a chef's hat.
Into the kitchen, Irene.
Surprise!
Frank and Irene take groceries into the kitchen. Archie glares.
This will be the height of French cuisine. Young carrots, baby onions, fresh mushrooms, and four perfectly matched sprigs of parsley. Uno, due, tre, quattro.
Oh, my, I just love to hear you talking in French.
That's not French, it's Italian.
Oh, that must be hard, cooking in French and counting in Italian.
But I love the challenge. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... Time to take out our first course. And my first course will be soup. The magnificent, incomparable Vichy Soise.
Oh.
Frank hands Edith a dish.
It's ice cold. I better heat it up.
No. Please, it's supposed to be served cold. You warm up Vichy Soise and it weeps.
Really? I better tell Archie about it before he eats it. He ain't never had cold soup before, not on purpose.
Oh. Don't you worry, he'll love this. Now, how would you like to see how I make my vegetables a la grecque?
Oh, I'd love it.
Good. Watch carefully and feel free to ask questions.
All right. How did you and Irene meet?
I met Irene going through a revolving door, and we have been going around together ever since.
Edith stares at him with a furrowed brow.
That was a bad one, wasn't it?
Oh, no. You're always joking, ain't you? You're never serious.
That's just a hangover from when I was a salesman. Jokes meant sales. And believe me, my jokes were no laughing matter then. Which reminds me, did you hear the one about the dentist who married the manicurist? No, wait. That's not the joke.
Oh.
You know what they did?
No.
They fought tooth and nail. That's the joke.
Oh.
That was another bad one, wasn't it? I hope they didn't get to the food.
In the living room, Archie sits with Irene.
Well, pardon me asking, but does your husband do a lot of the cooking over your house?
He does all of it. He loves it.
Oh, well, ain't you a little afraid of what people could think?
You mean that I'm a lazy wife?
No, that he's a fag.
What you think?
Oh, no, I don't think that. I mean, of course, I know he's Italian. And the Italians are always bothering women.
Then there must be a little Italian in you.
No. Was you trying to give me a shot there?
No, I thought I was paying you a compliment.
Oh, because what you said there, well, I guess I kind of misconstrued it.
Irene covers her grin.
But if he's got time to do all that cooking and all that, he must be retired, huh?
Semi-retired.
Semi-retired? What does that mean? He drives halfway to work and then comes back again? Well, let me ask you this. How is it that you retired to this neighborhood instead of to Florida, like the rest of the world?
Oh, we tried Florida, St. Petersburg. No matter where we went, we always got stuck behind a funeral procession. Well, Frank said as long as we have to face death every day, we might as well come back to New York.
Please look at the time and no dinner on the table yet.
Well, you want it quick or do you want it good?
I want it today. Say one thing about Edith's cooking. Ready or not, it's on the table at 6 o'clock.
You don't really like women, do you?
How can you say that? I married one, didn't I?
That's how I can say that.
That was a shot.
Irene nods and smiles.
Those again with that singing, ain't that terrible?
I think it's lovely.
I think he ought to get himself a monkey.
Dinner! Come to the table.
A meal fit for a king.
Irene, you sit there. Frank, you sit here. Archie, you sit there, and I'll sit here. You see how I worked it out, Archie? Boy, girl, boy, girl.
Now that we know what we are, Edith, can we eat?
Wait a minute. This is just like a holiday meal. Don't you think we should say a few words first?
Yeah, I know just the words to say. Blast the meat, damn the skin, open your kisser and cram it in. Heard that kind of grace before, huh?
No, and I wish I'd never heard that one.
Come on, let's eat everybody, huh? I can't wait to see your faces when you dig in.
See what we got here.
Archie blows on his soup.
Don't shake my yum.
He carefully slurps from his spoon, then stares at Frank.
Look at this tree blows and all the heat's gone up.
It's vichyssoise, Archie. It's supposed to be cold.
The soup is supposed to be cold?
Yeah, if you warm it up, it cries.
Well, I tell you what.
You see, I cooked my heart out with that soup, and he's not eating it.
No. It's a flop.
No, no.
Wait a minute. Don't get excited. Look, if it make you feel better, I'll keep it over here by me.
Come on, give us a smile.
Irene,
stop.
Irene tickles Frank's chin.
There it is. Look at that beautiful big smile. From ear to shining ear.
You see what she does to me? She's a witch. A witch.
For a minute there, I thought she was going to bite you. What are you talking about? The cold soup was a taste thrill. I'll see in a few minutes.
But Archie!
I told you. He hates it. He hates it.
No.
But Edith, I don't think Archie's very happy about our being here.
No, he loves you being here, and he's gonna love all the food. I know. When you live with a man long enough, you know what he's thinking. And believe me, I've lived with Archie long enough.
She joins Archie in the kitchen.
You see, that's what happens when you cook a gourmet dinner for a man who's not even ready for McDonald's.
Oh, sorry, snap out of it. Hey, I think something else is disturbing you beside the dinner.
All right, I'll tell you what's bothering me. Do you realize how much time you've been spending with Edith? Do you realize that this is the first chance I've had to talk to you alone all day?
Frank, you missed me.
I miss you. The bathroom faucets are leaking. My electric razor stopped to whistle again. The floorboards are all loose. Sure, I miss you.
That's the most romantic thing you've said to me since I plugged up the leak in your dishwasher.
In the kitchen.
Leave me alone. If I gotta eat a cold dinner, I'm gonna eat something American. Spaghetti.
Archie eats from a can.
You're gonna hate his feelings. He worked so hard.
To hell with him. Give me that back here.
Archie Bunker, you listen to me. Ever since you come home here tonight, you've been acting like a little boy.
Because I'm hungry.
And I'm talking.
Edith slaps his hand, surprising them both.
Every time I start to make new friends, something always happens between you and them, but I ain't gonna let it happen with Frank and Irene because I like them and they like me. They're my friends and I want to keep them.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to go back in there and be nice to them.
Like, go ahead and I'll fight.
Go on.
He takes a last bite of spaghetti.
Stay in there.
They head back to the living room.
Everybody, we found out what was making Archie act queer.
Different, not queer.
It's the heat. He hasn't been himself for days, and until the air conditioner gets fixed.
Hey, would you like me to take a look at it?
Keep away from it.
Archie, I think our friend should look at it.
Yeah, well, all right. It's just, you know, I always figured the first law in nature is that women and machinery don't mix, you know? I mean, why do you think God gave men short hair?
So it wouldn't get caught in the machinery.
You read my mind.
That's not the hardest thing in the world to do.
That's another shot.
Wonderful.
Olivia. Come on, hey, can I ask you something, Frank? You gotta sing all the time. Why do I have to sing all the time?
I sing when I'm happy, Archie.
Okay, be happy, Frank. Be happy.
Leave me out.
I'll make everybody happy. How about it?
The Lorenzos are gone, the dishes are all done, and now you got me all to yourself.
Archie folds up his newspaper.
Yeah, that's right, Edith. And that's the way it should be, too. I think I'll go to bed.
He gets out of his chair and heads upstairs. Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahendro. Written by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Script consultant Don Nickel. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Vincent Gardenia, Frank Lorenzo. Betty Garrett, Irene Lorenzo. Associate producer Gene Marcione. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1973, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.